Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 5,200 time.
Wow.
I think a little new math. Yeah, I had some years to that. You're not, but just this is the greatest show on the west side. It's School Talk with Emerson and my main man, Max, my producer. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to choke that.
All right, then.
But it's coffee. It's not anything else. It's just good old coffee went down the wrong pipe.
That'll happen. Welcome to live radio, everybody.
Mainline here is 244 WBTG. That's 244-9234. You can call in, and we can call in and talk to my guests, or talk to me, or talk to my host, or talk to my man in the corner, Big Rob. Good morning, Big Rob.
Hello.
He's in the corner. Stuff and things happened to Ben Davis High School. I got a guest in the studio. Before I get to my things, I always ask Max this very important question. Other than, are you going to cut my grass? The question is, what's up, Max? What's up for the weekend? How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. The weekend, I'll be at Carmel High School tonight for the Ben Davis Giants, looking to go 21-0 tonight.
Woo!
And looking to beat Carmel for the first time since 2017. So I'll be there on the call with Owen Poley.
Icing on the cake. There's something behind that for me personally, just me personally. It's nothing going on. It's, you know, the team is doing what they do, but I love to see them beat Carmel.
I would too.
I'm just a bad boy. That's it for the weekend?
Yeah, that's it. I've been busy doing it. I called a game Tuesday and I called a game last night at Monrovia.
So. Is your snowblower working?
Yeah.
My grass is gone, but I need my grass. I need some snow, Maru. Can you handle that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I call your mama, man. I should ask her. She'll probably say, I'm crazy, but that's okay. Your dad probably say the same thing.
Yes.
Well, anyway, stuff and things that Max got to do. And our students are busy. Something we call the...
Well, President's Day will be February 20th. That means no school for Area 31 Crew Center students or Wayne Township students. The Giant Spectacular will be Saturday, February 18th. Make sure you attend that exciting choir concert there. College Goal Sunday is February 26th at 2 to 4 p.m. at Washington High School. That is free FAFSA help, and the FAFSA oh so important for the seniors this year.
Talk
to
about
get
Max.
That done.
Tell them, Max. Tell them. Yeah. Tell them.
I know Bill Wozniak. I guess he's always a big proponent of filing the FAFSA.
Exactly.
We are going to have the Midwest JROTC sectional drill meet this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be 9 schools from 5 states performing here with the JROTC program. Basketball, it is a Carmel doubleheader. The Ben Davis Lady Giants will host Carmel tonight at 7:30 p.m. But because we cannot be at two places at once, we will be covering the Ben Davis Boys at Carmel tonight at 7:30 p.m.
I got to make a phone call. I got to call. We need another radio station.
There we go. That would be interesting for
WBD2.
Sure.
WBD2.
There we go. At WBDG Indy is our social media, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. Our requests are 317-244-9234. Podcast on audioboom.com. And School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Hey, we call that thing Thank you very much, Max. Now, my guest in the studio has been around for a couple of days. 20 years or so more in education and journalism, doing stuff and things. And he knows something about something when it comes to communication, journalism, and all that good stuff. And he's He's has some awesome students go on and do some awesome things. So he sells real estate on the side. I saw it on the internet. No, that's the wrong time. It's my bad. Oh, man, I got to change my paperwork.
Not me.
That's the wrong Tom Hayes too. Never believe what you always read on the, verify what you read. Good morning, Tom Hayes. There it is. It's Tom Hayes.
Good morning.
Push the magic button for the right Tom Hayes. He's the advisor. He's the advisor here at Ben Davis High School, or journalism. What's your title, Tom? Advisor?
Student media.
Why is it advisor? You shouldn't be called the advisor. You should be the big kahuna of student media.
No, advisor's fine. The kids do the work. I just advise.
Dang, that's what I do at my house. I do the work my wife advises. Anyway, that's another show. Hey, Ben Davis High School, how long you been here?
18 years.
Wow. And where'd you go to high school?
Chatard High School.
Went to Chatard?
Yep.
Oh, man. In college?
Ball State.
Ball State. Yep. Oh, Ball State. All right. Now, in high school journalism, I saw some bio. You did some 20 years. You was in Newcastle, Indiana?
I did my first 2 years teaching was in Newcastle.
So you're teaching journalism there?
Yeah.
Was journalism what you wanted to do when you got out of high school?
No. What I wanted to do when I got out of high school was be a jazz drummer.
Get out. You still play drums?
I do.
Oh, man. That is interesting because, you run on young people all the time. And that's amazing how you would go through something as far as high school and you want to be something. But it's just somehow it doesn't work. Now, musicians, we could talk about that. I play sax. We could talk about that. Music is a love.
Yes, it is.
And once you get bit by that bug, man, you bit.
Yep.
It is there. I don't care what you do as far as a profession. Music stays with you. And I know when I was in high school, I wanted to be playing on Soul Train. I wanted my band to be on Soul Train.
Right.
And then in 1972, when I quit high school, and that's another show, and joined the Marine Corps, I was playing in the band, and the band I was played with opened up for Ray Charles.
Nice. Nice.
I'm sitting in Marine Corps boot camp. I'm sitting in Marine Corps boot camp, and the girl that replaced me, the saxophone, is Lynn Free, and she was in Miss Indiana Black Expo. And then she also played tenor sax, and she replaced me. And that year, I was in boot camp. The year I quit my band, joined the Marine Corps, they opened up for Ray Charles.
Interesting story.
Man, that still hurts me to today when I see the picture of them posing with Ray Charles. So anyway, you still play drums. So what do you
every once in a while?
Do you hook up with any guys or just
no? Just on my
just own. Just on your own.
Yeah, just when I feel like.
Man, this is a video. You know how this is a video world, man. You can go viral. No. Tom Hayes on the drum. You can go viral.
There's no video in the room I play drums.
Come on, man. You can go viral, man.
I'll pass.
Okay, now leave my advisor alone. So what do you in journalism? What are some things that you teach?
Well, we do the student newspaper, the student yearbook. We do a giant visions magazine, an arts magazine. We teach journalism, teach how to produce content.
Okay, you're producing those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there a short way to say can a student come in as a junior, senior, freshman?
They can come in sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
I have kids that join first semester sophomore year and stick with me till the end and do what we do.
Have you found the ones that stay with you from sophomore on through, kind of like really get it the second or third year, maybe the first year, might like a rookie?
Yeah, the ones that are there for 3 years, they ended up being editors and leaders of class and guide the younger kids into what it is we do and help teach them along the way as well.
So. I know a little bit. My daughter was a sports editor under Janet McKinney, Dinah Allen. She also played basketball, and she was a sports editor. She really enjoyed. Because she retired from playing basketball, and that broke my heart because I bought some clothes for her. Cause she played real good defense. So I bought some clothes that said Dinah D, and then she retired went into journalism.
Yep.
And became a sports editor. And she really, 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 really loved journalism. And she really, really had a ball. And so I teach a newspaper, yearbook, photography too?
Yes. Yeah, that's a big, big percentage of what we do is photography. We're out at every event, every Ben Davis event. We're there taking pictures and having fun.
And every once in a while, I get bum rushed. The bum rush, I just got.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mr. Goins, Performing Arts Department Chair, and I just want to thank Tom Hayes for all he does. Mr. Hayes and his staff are outstanding. We do so much for the community and our staff and students and administration and school board and superintendent. And sometimes Mr. Hayes goes unnoticed, but he is a former Teacher of the Year and does an outstanding job, and we just really appreciate him. I just wanted to come by and publicly thank him and appreciate you, Mr. Allen, having you on the show.
Woo!
See ya.
Thank you, Mr. Goins.
Push the magic button. Mr. Hayes, at the first official bum rush of the show for 2023.
Gotta like that. A little trivia for everybody.
Yeah. Because we have a thing that if we have any educator or past host, past guest on the show, has got something they got going on, something they want to say, if they show up at my window or my door, they can bum rush my show. I don't care who my guest is. Boom, they can bum rush my show. That was a bum rush.
That's nice.
Ah, man.
I might have to get a group down here some Friday morning and bum rush you.
You could do that. You could do that. You can do that. Oh, over 30 years, man. Does it feel like 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So when you first got your first position, what does it feel like when you first walked into that classroom? Can you remember your first days?
Nervous.
Nervous?
Yeah. I had a career in journalism before I became a teacher.
Was it different, so, though, with kids instead of just
Absolutely. Yeah. Just, my first day teaching, I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, you grow into it. You learn as you go.
Is the nervousness still there a little bit? Any of it?
Sometimes.
Or maybe a different type of nervousness when you got students that are learning something.
Right. Yeah. Anytime you're meeting new kids and directing them and trying to get them to do the right thing. Sure, there's nerves to go along with that.
Yeah. Is there a big thing that you tell the young people when it comes to something that goes in print or something that goes out there in the World Wide Web or something that goes out there that you can't retrieve?
I tell all the kids that it's better to be accurate than it is to be first. So don't be so excited to be the first one out there unless you know the news that you're delivering is truthful. So
wow, that's huge. That is huge because you always like my playfulness with your name on Tom Hayes. If you Google the name Tom Hayes, you come up with other men that are doing other things.
Sure.
Not as important as you, but doing other things. And so you only got to really look at the information, like you say. Be right.
Be accurate.
Be accurate instead of being
better
first.
Better be accurate than it is to be first.
That is huge. I gotta write that down on the board. I got a board out here that's some advice. I'm going to steal that quote. Mac, remind me, I'm going to put that on the board in here in the radio station because it is so important. Because sometimes we do shows on social media because a lot of young folks, you already know this, they'll go online, they'll do some stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Online.
So will adults.
Ooh, bring it home. bring it home. And you can't retrieve that.
Nope.
It's gone. It's out there. And then when you really do stupid stuff like brandishing guns and things of that nature and drugs, our good guys and our good girls or good gals in law enforcement are watching that also.
Mm-hmm.
They got their people out there posing as young people and older people. And you go into this rabbit hole before you know it, you got the man in your neighborhood with a little black van, you know, a little white van.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man. They need to understand that. Because you like Mr. Goins said, you've touched a lot of people. And you remember Brianna Cooper?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's my girl.
Talk to her all the time.
That's my girl, because she produced our show.
Right.
She produced School Talk, and she went on to do great. Now she's the press secretary.
I know. Yeah.
To Indiana.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. We haven't had her on the show yet, but she wrote me a letter. If you can see, I'm going to post a little bit. You can see it's handwritten.
Yeah, nice.
When she graduated
right
here from Giant 90.9, and she was, and this is really just, I'm going to read it off. This is really just a reflection of what you do with your students because of the thinking process that they have and how grateful the students are to do what they do. And I'm just going to read a little bit. She said, Mr. Allen, thank you so much for allowing me to produce School Talk this year. It was an amazing opportunity that I learned so much from. Here's the part that what gets me. She says, and I never saw this. She's, yeah, I quote, I was a very shy and quiet, but after working with you on your show, I've seen myself break out of my shell. I never thought she was quiet.
Well, I had her as a student, too. Yeah. I thought she was quiet.
I never thought. Yeah. So, and it's crazy how.
She ended up being our editor.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. She kind of came out of her shell.
Yeah.
I see that a lot with kids.
But how does it feel? And I know how I feel, but how does it feel to be a part, to play a small part in these young folks' lives?
Oh, it's fun. It's great fun. It's what makes coming to work every day.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun of being here is seeing how kids develop and grow and mature into humans, adults.
I always tell people that, you know, that's why education, to me, that's why I keep coming through the doors. The kids keep me young. And I'm 68.
Yeah.
But the kids keep me young.
Oh, yes, they do.
It is so cool. It
gives us a youthful feel about everything. Right.
That is so cool. Well, hats off to Brianna Cooper Bray. Bree, she's a press secretary there at the in the House Democratic Caucus, and she's doing some awesome things, and she ain't done yet. Now, I don't know. She's really the only one that I know from your class, but it's probably, I know there's more students. And when I try to go through the radio kids, I'm always missing one, so I don't try to go through without a list of the BDTV kids that are doing great things in the community. And you probably have the same problem there in publications. You got to have a list, because you miss somebody when they left high school and went on to do some great things. You're doing the Spotlight. You're doing the Keyhoe. You're doing, what else?
See, the Giant Visions
Giant
magazine.
Giant Visions.
Yeah.
And you do the yearbook.
Yep, the Keyhole. That's the yearbook.
All right. West Side Community News.
Yes, we recently, this month, we started publishing the West Side Community News.
That, when I heard that, my eyes opened, my ears opened. I said, "That's really news." I mean, cause I remember when I was years back. Jackie Depp. Is it Depp? How pronounce
it? Yeah.
Jackie Depp. I used to drive by her house where she published it off of Washington Street. If I ain't mistaken, it's off of Washington. You see it all the time. Then you see the paper out in the community and you read it all the time, you know. And so you see her, and she's so busy in the community. She's been that way forever and a day, you know, as publications, publisher of the Westside Community News. But when I read that, now it's under Wayne Township's roof.
Correct.
And Tom is the head honcho over there with the students. I said, wow, that's huge.
It's been interesting, yeah. And it'll continue to be interesting. We're, like I said, we're just starting it, so we don't really know where it's going to take us. But Jackie ran it, worked for it since 1972 and owned it since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to retire and came to us, came to Wayne Township, came to Dr. Butts, and presented a proposal for us to take it over and continue publishing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have. We took it online. We will no longer have a print issue.
Yeah.
So it's at westsidenews.org is our online page. And we're covering the West Side. We're getting help from other town, from other mm-hmm. schools. Speedway helps us a lot. So we're reaching out to, you know, areas that can provide content for us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is great. Pushing back. That is huge. No, seriously. I mean... Oh, man, you would think in the world of selfish people, you would keep it to you. You're sharing that booger.
Well, you know. And
I mean, I like that.
It's going to be interesting for the kids. The kids, we don't really yet know what doors it'll open for us, but we know that it'll give us an opportunity to cover things we didn't normally have or previously have.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. But again, we really don't know what direction that's going to head. We'll learn as we go along.
But it's awesome because one thing about radio and one thing about BDTV, I can speak on two things on the radio and BDTV. When the kids come in here, or young scholars, when they come here and they have opportunity to partake in BDTV or Giant 90.9 WBD, those skills that they hone here, it's like basketball. These skills that they hone here, they'll use outside this building.
Absolutely.
You know, and the same way when the kids go through publications and photography, I call them photogs.
We do too.
Okay, good. I was going to get photogs. They go out in the world and they get big time jobs because of what they learn here in high school. And some more layers on that cake, some more icing on the cake, it's online publications, because a lot of stuff now, people get it online. They ain't reading papers anymore. You know, they papers are out there, but they ain't reading much of it, but they're going online for the news.
Sure.
What
we do is the same thing we've been doing. It's just a different way that it gets delivered.
Yeah.
You know, we still write the same stories we wrote 20 years ago. We still cover the same events. We just, the end result is a different form of how it's delivered.
Yeah. It does feel good when you go in there and see your picture or see your name, because y'all done a couple articles on me, you know. I'm so proud. And I don't care how old I get, it always feels good to see your name in print.
Sure.
Or see your picture.
Yep.
That is crazy. I don't know why it is, but it is. You go like a kid. Oh, look, that's my name. Oh, look, here's my picture. And your wife goes, oh, big deal. I see you every day.
True.
I said, it's a big deal to me, though. It's a big deal to me, though. It is so, and that's one thing I like about being around these young folks here at Ben Davis High School. You feel like that. You feel like a kid sometimes, until you wake up in the morning. But then you feel like a kid sometimes because they make you feel so young.
Man. Yep.
And it's
absolutely.
And you have a hard day at work. Just go work with the kids, and then they're gonna do something. They're going to do something, not something, something to enlighten your day, to make you feel much better. And that is so great. Now, with technology nowadays, with the iPhones and the awesome power of the cameras on these iPhones, has it changed the way you guys take your pictures from the 35 millimeters or your other Nikons or icons?
I mean, we use Canons. We have our own set of Canon cameras that we use for our events.
Okay.
When we're shooting events, like a Ben Davis basketball game, like a Carmel tonight, for right. instance, or a choir show or anything like that, you don't get as good of pictures on your cell phone as you do in our cameras.
Okay.
When we're doing in-class projects and whatnot, you can use your cell phone and get pictures for that. But mm-hmm. when you're shooting events and you're trying to capture emotion and you're trying to capture action and stop motion and things like that, the Canon cameras are much better. Any digital camera, not wow. just Canon. But
okay, in teaching students that has been difficult, or has it not? I just wonder, because they think that they got it. Well, I don't know what they think, y'all, because I'm not in the classroom. But with these, you would think, some would think, Why I need a camera for? I got my cell phone.
Yeah. No, I think most of them realize the difference between a cell phone and what we use. Most of them want to go back and use film photography.
Okay.
And I tell them, no, you don't. So you don't want to learn how to develop film. It's a messy job. And digital cameras are so much better.
I can see them in the dark room now. Because you got to be in the dark room, right?
Yeah. The old style, right.
The old style.
And we used to have a dark room, but we don't anymore.
Man, yeah. That's telling my age. Yeah. You know what dark room is, Mike?
Yeah, that's where that.
How about you, Rob? You know what the dark? Oh, see, I'm not. Y'all too smart for me. Ben Davis kids just too doggone smart for me. That is crazy. How do students get their pick the stories that they do in Westside News? Do they pick them?
Everyone in our class comes up with story ideas. Everyone's got a. You have to have ideas to start somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and so that's part of our curriculum is teaching kids how to come up with ideas, what ideas are good ideas versus what aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a current event is not a story idea.
Right.
You know, the fact that something happened in Bloomington, Indiana last night does not result in a story idea in the BD spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make sure they're related to Ben Davis students, something that they would want to read because they're our audience. Sometimes a current event might turn into a story idea, but it's not automatically a story idea. So we talk about that a lot. We talk about what makes a good story, what makes good content. We call it content more than we do stories.
Okay.
Because you can deliver content in multiple facets. You can write, you can create a graphic. Content could be a photo essay. Content could be a story. So we refer to it more content than stories. We're content deliverers is what we kind of call ourselves.
Okay. So. I'm going to tell you my best year, one of my exciting years of working with 90.9 BDTV and the photographers from your class was 2008.
Yeah, the presidential election. Yeah. Went down to Ivy Tech and covered Obama while he was there. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was fun for the kids. I guarantee you those kids, that's their best memory of their high school. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
And that was a neat thing for those kids.
Yeah, I remember, and I will write it's a quote here on Brianna Cooper's letter. It was so, and it kind of like hit that spot, same thing, in 2008 is when she said, I can find this real quick. Here we go. She said, and of course, I couldn't leave out without thinking of you for the opportunity to cover President Obama's speech with you for the station. She was there doing double duty.
Right, she was. Yeah, yeah.
Double duty.
That was a very cool experience for those kids.
Oh, man. And because you think about it, what'd you do in high school? Well, not much, just covered the president, you know. Which I mean, yeah, I was there, and next to me was CNN, right next to me. And that part was really cool, to have the photographers, the videographers, and the radio from Ben Davis High School all sitting there right next to the big boys.
Sure.
CNN. Sure. You see Chuck Todd sitting right next to you. That's really Chuck Todd, you know. And you see all of them there. I was like a kid.
Yeah.
I was like a kid. And then that same year, Michelle Obama came to the junior high school.
Right. And then Hillary came that one year.
She came to the high school.
Biggest crowd we ever had in this high school.
Yeah. Those experiences, you know, they last for me. I know they last for me for a lifetime, so I know how they affect the students. So that's what I'm saying. And what I'm trying, I said that to say, the things that you do, this is a compliment to you, the things that you do, our kids, it sticks with our kids.
Well, just think about tonight. They mentioned earlier, we're playing up at Carmel tonight in a big basketball game. You guys in the radio station, the guys in BDTV, the guys in my program, guys and girls, they're covering a team that's 20-0, has a chance to go undefeated. That's a cool experience.
Yeah.
And they're capturing the history of what's happening at our school.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool for those kids to be able to do that.
And
it doesn't have to be a 20-0 basketball team. It could be a, you know, the choir program or the band going on, whatever. You know, it doesn't have to be a team that's going to win everything or anything like that. It's just the fact that they're covering the history of the school. And I think that's cool.
That is so cool, because push the magic button on that guy. 20-0. Because, okay, all right. Okay, we don't know the future. When will be 20-0 again?
Maybe never.
We don't know. Exactly. We don't know. We don't know when we ever get the 2008 type opportunities again.
Right.
I mean, maybe never. But to live them at that time is definitely pretty cool. And then to document it is even cooler.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely correct. You know, we're making history here at Ben Davis High School on the West Side. And then when history sticks and stays, when you get to be 68 and look back, you can see it. You can see the prints. You can see the pictures. You can see the publications. You can see the articles. And then it brings you all the way back. It's crazy how it does it. It brings you all the way back to that moment.
Right, right.
That is crazy.
And to bring it back to the West Side News, Jackie came and visited me a couple weeks ago, and she's got a garage full of archives of the West Side News. She said, do you want them? And I said, of course we want them. Why wouldn't we? She said she has every issue from the first issue till the last one, which was last in December.
Wow.
So eventually she's going to get them to us, and we'll keep them as an archive somewhere here in the school, because it's history of the West Side of Indianapolis, and now we're a part of it.
So. I guess maybe you have to be an old fogey like me to appreciate the past, because, you know, it's a quarter to somewhere that, like, if you don't know your past, you're bound to repeat it in the future, something like this. I don't know what the quote was. Max,
that was the quote, yeah. If you don't know your past, you're bound to repeat it in the future.
Yeah, and then if your past is bad, you know, and you don't learn from it, then you'll continue to do those bad things. But if your past is good, you can remember it. Oh, man, I remember back when I did this. I'm going to try to recreate that, because that was good. Oh, man, it's an exciting time to be in high school.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody says. But the technology that you guys got and the opportunities. So when you first – okay, now I'm almost out of time, but I'm going to compare today in your classroom to the first day you can remember in your classroom, and compare the tools.
Okay, so my first year at Newcastle,
okay,
they won the state title in Class 3A basketball.
Okay,
we're shooting pictures. I could only send one photographer to that game with three rolls of film, 36 exposures on each roll, told the student that he had to save one roll for the end of the game in case we won the game. We wanted to get pictures of each kid getting the ribbon.
Right.
So this student had 72 pictures to take of a game and couldn't see them until he got the film developed, versus when we won in 2017, we probably had 5 photographers at that game. We probably shot 10,000 pictures, probably only used 300 of them total, but that's the difference. You can shoot a lot more pictures. You can see them instantly when you're shooting them. It's a different world than it was way back when. Not necessarily better, not necessarily worse, just different.
Different.
Yeah.
Dang. That is crazy. I can imagine the headache you'd have if you shot too many pictures. We always talk about getting a shot. Remember, I always talk about I always tell kids, or tell myself, try to get that shot. Because if you don't get that shot at that moment, that shot's gone. And you won't get that shot again. Not that shot.
Right. Well, and the downside of that, same story, when you shoot 10,000 pictures at one basketball game, imagine how long it takes to go through them and look at all of them. And so that's what I tell the kids. If you go out and shoot 4,000 pictures, that's fine, but it's going to take you 3 or 4 days to look at all of them to make sure you find the best one. So there's a downside to it.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Oh, man. Tom, I know you're busy. Really busy. Got the publication, the Westside Community News. When is your book? When does that come out? Every year? I know it comes every year. Yeah. Now is that hard copy? Is it still? Yes. See one in a while. It's still hard copy.
Yeah, and we do what's called a spring delivery book. So our book, we're 9 weeks away from having to have our yearbook done. We have to have our yearbook done when spring break starts. It gets printed during April. It's available to kids the middle of May. And then we do what we call a spring supplement, covering everything after spring break. And then the kids get that in August. So we give you a yearbook that includes the whole year, but we actually get it in your hands in the middle of May.
You know, I'm out of time. I'm getting in trouble with Max. Max, I know I'm going over a little bit. How important, I'm going to tell you how important a yearbook is. 1972, I quit high school. At North Vigo, I quit and I joined the Marine Corps. So I didn't have a high school diploma. I wasn't at North High School long enough to get a picture to be in their yearbook.
Okay.
I wasn't in their yearbook. I know I wasn't. Right. But I'm in the Gerstmeyer Tech yearbook when I was there the year prior. And I didn't know it until I was here at Ben Davis High School, and a student came to me and said, "Mr. Allen, I think my mom went to school with you." I said, "What do you mean?" "She got your picture in a yearbook."
That's funny. That's great.
I got a copy at home. I never thought I was in school long enough to be in a yearbook.
Little did you know.
Man. And I got that picture on my wall at home. I'm actually in a yearbook. And that's how it's, I know it's so small, but to me it's huge because I was a knucklehead and didn't stay in school. But I was in a yearbook.
See, and you remember that.
I remember that.
And it's a sense of pride.
Yeah, it is. So keep what you're doing, because, you know, the moments like this that I'm having, that you do for folks that you don't know. So keep taking those pictures.
We will.
And writing those articles. Mr. Well, Hayes, love you, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Love you, bro. Keep on doing what you're doing. You know, now you know you can bum rush us.
We probably will.
Mr. Tom Hayes, the advisor of student media here at Ben Davis High School. He does all that he can do for our young people. And folks, next week, who I got on my show next week? You don't know?
Nope. We'll figure out. There's a plan.
I
don't know who it is.
Though. I don't know, but don't tell me, because I'll probably forget. Exactly. Y'all know I can't remember that.
Surprise, obviously.
Yeah, Mr. Easter
surprised the audience.
Look at him. I knew Mr. Easter got the paper out. He's like, thank you, Mr.
He's
Hayes.
The one who knows it all.
He's like a coach. He's like a coach. Area 31. He's like a coach. You know how the coach gonna throw in the plan? He started writing it up. He's like, I got this. That is so cool. Area 31 is deep.
Ooh, we got a big one next week.
Area 31 is deep, man. That's a lot of information, man. A lot of good things in Area 31, man. So y'all gotta check that show out. If you don't know what you want to do in high school or after high school, check out Area 31. Because to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the wrong cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. It's cold outside. It's really, really cold. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. You stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. Somebody's sagging up there. And you're freezing. It's cold. You get snow blow. You get blisters. You get... get all that stuff. Get frostbite. Oh, my God. Pull up your pants. The views expressed in the schools are necessary views of media. Wayne Township and Nearest High School, but the views of me and my guests. See you next week on with Aaron 31. See you next week on School Talk.